State officials and other stakeholders are asking Michigan commuters a question. Do you drive to work alone? If so, they want to remind you of options that could not only reduce air pollution, but lower your gas budget and benefit your health. Governor Rick Snyder has declared May Commuter Challenge Month. Part of the effort is aimed at the many drive-alone commuters that you see on the state's roads every day. We welcome a couple of Lansing guests who are associated with that effort. Joe Fiedewa is the Clean Commute Options Coordinator at the Capital Area Transportation Authority, CATA. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. And we welcome back to Current State Jeremy Orr, Executive Director of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, glad to be back.
Joe, a little background on this. Talk to us about why it might be a good idea to look at the way we get to and from work.
Yeah, so a little background. Main reason we do it is for environmental benefits. So back in 2005, the greater Lansing area had a little problem with ozone gas, ground-level ozone gas. It's a pollutant that comes out of auto emissions. So our goal set by the EPA standards was to reduce that, get back underneath the EPA attainment standards. So one way to do that is cut down on single-occupant vehicle trips, SOVs. Main way to do that, the easiest way to do that is
they have an acronym, do they?
Yes.
Is that right? SOVs.
SOVs.
Okay.
Basically, in other words, driving yourself to work.
Yeah.
Or wherever destination you're going to. So easiest way to do that is to consolidate vehicle trips, so ride sharing through carpooling, vanpooling. Non-motorized transportation is huge as well, so biking, pedestrian, busing, fixed route service. So the idea is to really cut down on auto emissions, improve air quality, but there are economic benefits as well for the commuter. I mean, obviously, you're going to save on gas costs, you're going to save on mileage on your vehicle. Any parking costs associated with commuting to a downtown region. So multiple reasons to clean commute, as we say.
Jeremy, anything you'd add to that? I mean, what's your take on commuting from an environmental perspective?
As you know, MEAC has historically done our smart commute, which takes place June 7th through 20th of this year. But the other aspect of it, in addition to cutting down on emissions and saving at the pocket, is health, right? We try to promote overall quality of life and health, so we really push for the biking aspect of it, the walking aspect of it, and even we have some paddlers who get in their canoes and boats and paddle to work.
Wow, so that's cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
It's cutting edge.
Kayaking to work.
That's a creative commute.
Well, in a city with a river flowing through it, I suppose it's not out of the question.
Could be viable, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we all see SOVs every day, right? I see one in the mirror every day, as it turns out.
Joe, we're all guilty of it at some point, yeah.
Joe, describe some of the clean commute options that you try to make people aware of at CATA.
The five major ones are busing, vanpooling, carpooling, bicycling, and pedestrian, and walking to work. So those are the five easiest ways. Like Jeremy mentioned, there are other creative ways. I mean, a lot of people can telecommute to work or paddle if that's a viable option for you. But so we don't want to limit it to those five options, but those are the five that we really promote. And we see more and more people in the region taking advantage of.
We're talking about the state's challenge to its drive-alone commuters, SOVs. What does that stand for again, Joe?
Single-occupant vehicles.
Single-occupant vehicles, SOVs, or drive-alone commuters. May is the month that Governor Snyder and others are urging those SOVs to explore options here during Michigan's Commuter Challenge Month. Jeremy, May 1st was also the beginning of ozone action season. We've already talked about ozone here. Remind our listeners what ozone is and how emissions contribute to the ozone problem.
Yep, so as you mentioned, it's ozone action season, and it kind of goes through the fall. It really picks up in September as well. So we're talking about initiatives that cut down on the depletion of the ozone layer, right? So when we think of the ozone layer, we've been hearing about it for years, and we think of what are we putting in our air, right, in our airspace that's depleting the ozone. So our action and emission days are just initiatives such as the commuter challenges that cut down on those harmful emissions.
The Commuter Challenge actually, Commuter Challenge Month actually got started last Friday with the Casual Commute Challenge, a kind of play on Casual Friday. What was the idea, Joe, and how did it go over?
Get people to take an alternative commute for one single day. So one single day throughout the, in our case, May 1st, but if they couldn't do it May 1st, then the following week. So try it for once, see the feasibility of it. Hopefully you incorporate that in your daily commuting habits. But we wanted to make it simple on people. People make the pledge to do it that Friday, so last Friday. Had almost 1,000 people in the state of Michigan throughout the greater Lansing area, the greater Grand Rapids region, and the southeast Michigan, Metro Detroit region.
You had a little competition going,
we had a little
actually,
competition,
right?
Yeah, a little friendly competition never hurts anyone. But the idea was just to, you know, get the total aggregate total of CO2 emissions down as much as possible for at least one day.
I hear about efforts like this every year or every so often, and I always wonder if they're really effective in any significant way. Are you preaching to the choir here? Is the number of bikers or mass transit users going up? Do we know?
Well, as population goes up, naturally you'll have more commuters. Take alternative forms of transportation. But yeah, we see a difference. I think since 2005, when we had the ozone problem, when we didn't reach the EPA attainment standards, we've been above that. We've been attainment since then. We've been a maintenance zone, as they say. So yeah, I think there's an improvement in our region and throughout the state.
Jeremy, you mentioned a couple of week period coming up in June where that Mid-MEAC is getting behind here. It may have had something to do with the ozone level. What is happening in mid-June that you guys are a part of?
So as you mentioned, we have our Smart Commute Challenge coming up, which is similar to the Casual Commute Friday, the one day that CATA does. We actually have a 2-week period where we have our participants compete against one another and commit to a 2-week process of alternative forms of transportation. Last year, we did about 7,800 smart commutes within the mid-Michigan region. So we're looking to do something similar to that and increase those numbers as well.
Why is the ozone a greater concern in the summertime? Can you help us understand what's going on there?
Yeah. So without getting into the chemistry of it, essentially on hot days when the sun's beating down, it essentially cooks oxides of nitrogen and VOCs, volatile organic compounds. So the sunlight will cook it, and that's what actually develops ground-level ozone, and that's what's actually hazardous to human health. That's what can cause asthma, lung disease, especially to the sensitive members of the population, especially those with asthma, elderly, children, people that exercise outside a lot. So that's where we start to see the problems.
Jeremy, remind our listeners how people can connect with your organization, Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council.
Yeah, the best way to connect with us is definitely online, www.midmeac.com. That's MIDMEAC.com.
And I know CATA's got a lot of stuff online because I looked at it preparing for this interview. It's CATA.org, right?
CATA.org. Specifically, the Clean Commute Options Program can be found at cleancommute.org. Or if listeners want a direct update from the DEQ about ozone levels on any given day, they can go to miair.enviroflash.info. So that's miair.enviroflash.info. They'll send you a daily update of ozone levels of that day and the following day.
You know, the one final challenge, I swear, in this whole thing, and it's a peculiar challenge, is going to be getting to the number of people kind of like myself who actually enjoy their solo commute in their car. I don't know.
Sure.
We're out of time, but you know, for a future interview, we really ought to talk about that because I'm not alone. I know speak to a lot of people who say, "Oh, I love that. That's the only quiet part of my whole day is when I'm by myself in my car."
Again, we don't want you to go and sell your car, but just try it once and see if you see the viability of it and start to kind of build it into your daily habits.
Joe Fedewa of CATA and Jeremy Orr of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council. Many thanks.